We all got skills. We have talents and we have passions. But mine happens to be sex. This is the Fun Sexual Podcast with your oversharing swinky best friend, Majesty. And I'm talking sex and all of the ways and all of the things that make sex, well, fun. Another week, another episode. Welcome back to the Fun Sexual Podcast. My name is Majesty, aka the Fun Sexual. My friends call me Maj, the Gooden Boys. The good boys and girls call me Mistress Majesty. What it do, baby? What it do, friends? How's your week been? I know my week has been really, really nice. This past weekend, I went to a beautiful, lovely, very sexy play party. Funny thing is, I was sitting by the door at said play party. And I think a fear that a lot of people have oftentimes going into kink spaces is like, what if I run into somebody that I know, right? And that very infrequently happens to me in a way that I actually care about. But this weekend, funny enough, I'm sitting at the door and I see a familiar face and it takes a second for that face to register. And then I realize that face is the face of my best friend from high school, her older brother. So this man has known me since I was 13, 14 years old. I used to spend a lot of time at their house when he was like in college. So it was really interesting seeing him at the play party. He was like, hey, like, what are you doing here? Well, I know what you're doing here because I know what you do. I'm like, what are you doing here? He said he had come to one of these events like a week or like a month before and was asking people if they knew me because he was like, you know, I know this girl who's like in the lifestyle and like everybody knows her. And he was asking people if they knew me, but he was asking for me by name, like my real name. And nobody knew who he was talking about. And I had to tell him, like, don't be telling people my name. Nobody knows my name. I was actually just talking to a friend about that. I was like, a friend who's known me for about 3 years now in the lifestyle, he was like, I don't actually know what your name is. And I was like, that's by design. That means I'm doing the right thing. But it was really funny to see this person in the space and how they were, you know, interacting with people in the space and just hearing about their like journey in and around and through like the lifestyle, meeting people, going to events and all of that stuff. So that was really, really fun. But this weekend in general was just, it was a really nice weekend, really dope ass vibe, dope ass people. I'm gonna talk to y'all about that dope ass vibe and all of those dope ass people when I get to the Let Me Put You On. So hold off for that. Today has been a really good day for me, energetically, physically, spiritually. Today just feels like a good day. I don't know what it is, but I like it. I really, really like it. I want to contribute it to working out, burning a lot of calories today, drinking a gallon of water yesterday, and just something about setting a goal and accomplishing it always just feels really good to me. And I feel like this week has been a week of like just kind of pushing through my like to-do list of the week, and I've really just been getting shit done and it feels really good. So I think that's probably why I'm in such a positive and good mood today. And I'm almost done all of the shit that I need to do on my list, so I really get to relax. Like recording this and getting ready this weekend to go to Miami to go visit my man, are like the last things that I need to do to get this week done. So I'm in a good mood from that standpoint. But today when I worked out today I did take pre-workout for the first time. I've been back in the gym for the last month. I think today is actually the month, or maybe tomorrow is the month. Either way, I took pre-workout today, and I hadn't been taking pre-workout all month because I didn't really feel like I needed it. I was feeling energetic enough to like get through the workouts. But let me tell you, that shit is something else. Taking pre-workout really, I feel like, made the difference in my workout today because I just felt like I was able to just power through. And even beyond, like even before I actually started like working out, I was on the phone. I could feel my like getting ready to go. And then when I get there, I'm doing the workout. And then after the workout, I just felt so like, I felt like I was ready to be a villain. I feel like I was just ready to like start fucking some shit up. Like, I put out a status on FetLife. Actually, let me go find that status so I can see exactly what it said. I'm gonna read it to y'all word for word because I was just in a mood and I didn't know what to do about it. So I went to FetLife because that's where I could get all my rocks off. And it looks like nobody has really responded in excitement. But I said, maybe it's the pre-workout. Maybe it's an endorphins from my workout itself. But I really want to do some ball busting today. If you can... Oh, wow. I have typos out there. I'm a typo queen. Anyway, if you can meet me... I'm going to read what I intended to write. If you can meet me in the Northeast Philly area today and take a good beating, DM me. I was just in the mood to like... kick and punch and squeeze some balls. Like I haven't really done a lot of actual ball busting in a while. For those who don't know, ball busting is a kink. It is an activity of literally like just busting somebody's balls, kicking them, punching them, squeezing them, just busting somebody's balls. Yes, it is painful. People are like, oh my God, why'd you do that? It's painful. Yes, it is painful, but some people enjoy pain. Some people enjoy physically what they see as somebody is inflicting that pain on them. It is sexy. It is attractive for oftentimes for men doing ball busting or receiving the ball bustings, the bustings of balls. They like to see a woman in power. They like to be dominated in that way. So they enjoy watching a woman doing that. And then they also enjoy the pain and actually enjoy feeling the pain of somebody doing that to them. So it is a pleasure driven activity. People do derive pleasure from it. And I was just in the mood. I used to do ball busting pretty regularly and I haven't in a while. And I was really just in the mood to just like attack some fucking balls today. And I really wanted to do it publicly. Like in my mind, I was like, fuck, I really want to like just bust them. I want to go to a park, find a semi-private area in the park and really just be fucking some shit up. But nobody's DM'd me to allow me to do that, and my sub is not available, so obviously I get to do no ball busting today. Oh wait, I got a request on FetLife. Let me see if somebody say. Ooh, somebody hit me up 24 minutes ago. I'm definitely going to hit them back after I record this. Ooh, that's going to be good. But let me tell you what else is good. What else is good is this Insecure rewatch. So... Netflix has put Insecure, Issa Rae's Insecure on Netflix. It's available on Netflix. And, you know, I think we all watched Insecure when it was on TV. But doing this rewatch, however many years later, 4 or 5 years later, it's hitting on some different things. Like, I can remember watching and thinking Molly was bugging, but being like, whatever. You know, Molly's bugging, she tripping, you know, whatever. Molly was really, like, really tripping, and I'm frustrated, and some parts of me were angry, and some parts of me were, like, triggered with her, like her whole existence. She was just, Molly was a problem, and it's so funny rewatching it. I don't know if funny is the right word to use, but it's, like, so interesting to rewatch it and to have, like, all of these feelings. But I'm watching this. I feel like everybody is doing their Insecure rewatch right now because it was just, it really was a good show. I always, when people ask like my top shows ever, I always kind of want to put Insecure up there, but I don't know if I can. But officially, I think I have to officially add Insecure in my top 5 shows because it has to be, one, it has to be a really good show for me to tune in weekly to watch it because I'm going to wait until the season is done and binge watch it type of girl. But when Insecure was out, those short ass 30 minute episodes, I was in it. And I just was always like wanting so much more. And I just felt like I identified with a lot of the characters in a lot of different ways. And I love some of the topics that they covered. Like Insecure was fucking phenomenal. So I'm enjoying this rewatch. I'm only on season, I think, 2 now, maybe just getting into season 2. And so I know it's going to be a lot of emotions and all of that as I do this, but if you are not watching, you're doing your rewatch of Insecure, do it. If you have never watched Insecure, please do it. Please watch Insecure. It is quality fucking TV. All right? Now, Baby Maj. Baby Maj was a force to be reckoned with. Okay? As I'm watching Insecure, I'm at the part where Molly was like dating Jidenna. And so the topics of like polyamory, or Jidenna's character. And so the topics of like polyamory start coming up in here. And I started thinking of like some of my first experiences with polyamory, or like acknowledgement of polyamory. Here comes Raisin. And I grew up Muslim. So my mother has been a co-wife. My aunt has been a co-wife. My grandmother has been a co-wife. It wasn't unfamiliar that like the people in my family were co-wives, or had a husband that had multiple wives. It wasn't an unfamiliar thing to me. It hadn't occurred to me that that was polyamory until I got older. I was like, oh yeah, that's exactly what that was. I don't know why that disconnect was there, but it was. But even beyond that, I can remember a time in third grade where, this guy asked me out, right? He asked me to be his girlfriend. So, oh, not my poster. This is my poster with all of my stickers. These are the stickers that friends and things, I know this is very off topic, but this is my poster with like stickers that friends and people have given me, friends and brands and just places I've been have given me. And I've decided to start collecting stickers. So, you know, you might recognize some of the stickers and shit on here, but yeah. These are my stickers. But so, oh my God, I'm dropping shit, y'all. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm fucking up. Give me a second to gather my life. There we go. I think we're good now. Okay. So, I remember in third grade having this guy ask me out, ask me to be his girlfriend. I'm pretty sure it was on a piece of paper. Will you be my girlfriend? Check yes or no, because that's how we did it back then. It was when it was simple and it was smooth and it was cute, right? So he asked me to be his girlfriend. I said yes. And I had a crush on him. I liked him. And then that same day, I asked his best friend. It popped into my head. I said, oh my God, his best friend was also cute. I was like, I could ask his best friend to be my boyfriend. And then I'm going to have two boyfriends. It's going to be me, and I'm going to have my two boyfriends. We're going to be sitting at lunch together, and I'm going to have one on one side, and I'm going to have one on the other side, and we're going to love each other, and we're going to laugh, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be great, and I get to sit in the middle in between, right? Or, like, after lunch, we was going to go to recess, right? And I was going to be on a swing. I was one of the kids on the swings during recess. I didn't do the kickballs. I played with the jungle gyms and shit, but I was getting on the swings, and I was pretty much going to be on the swings entire recess, right? And I had these visions of like sitting on the swing and having one, like they gonna be behind me pushing me, and one was gonna push me and the other one was gonna push me and the other one was gonna push me. And that was like my little third grade, how old are you in third grade? 8, 7, whatever. Like that was my little dreams, you know, of having my cute little polycule. And unfortunately, they found out, I think, that day, and like the next day they broke up with me. Or maybe they found out the next day or whatever, and then they broke up with me. They both broke up with me because they said I couldn't have two boyfriends. And I just don't understand why they felt like I couldn't have two boyfriends. They were already best friends. You like me. You like me. We like each other. Hello? Hello? So I think that polyamory has been rooted in me in ways that I didn't even know how to acknowledge from third grade. I remember that feeling from third grade. I also remember feeling like as you're growing up and people are like, you can't date my ex type thing and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, why not? Like, I just want people to be in love and be happy. So if dating my ex or dating your ex makes one of us happy, like, why the fuck not? Let's give it a try. And guess what? It might not work, and that's okay. One second. It might not work, and that's okay. And I think people are struggling with that concept right now, because I saw on Twitter yesterday that a lot of the couples from Black Love, the show Black Love, are getting separated, right? Or have been divorced over the, you know, over the time that it's aired. And people are like in shambles about these relationships, like, and I think it's because we idolized those relationships so much that seeing them separate feels like a failure to some people. And I let me be the first and the loudest to say that a relationship, when two people separate, that does not mean the relationship was a failure. I know I've brought this up before and I've had to tell people this many a times, because people see like a successful relationship is a relationship that lasts 50 years. That's a successful relationship. But a successful relationship can be a relationship that lasts a year or 2 years, and you learned from it and you grew from it. Like, successful, you cannot measure the success of a relationship in how long it lasts. That is how you end up in a toxic ass situation for too fucking long. For too fucking long. That is exactly how you end up in a fucked up situation, but you feel like, I don't want to fail this relationship. I've been with this person for 10 years. I just have to stick it out. No, you ain't got to stick shit out, baby. And this is going to anybody. This is going to anybody of any color, any gender, any age. You do not have to stick out. You don't have to stay in a relationship just because you've been in it for a long time. Separation is not failure. Did you learn from that relationship? Are you going to take what you learned from that relationship and apply it to future relationships? Or, fuck future relationships, are you going to take what you learned in that relationship and apply it to yourself and your future life? That is how you measure the success of a relationship, not longevity. I know a woman now who's been in a relationship for, we'll say 15 years. She's young. She's been in a relationship for 15 years, and she feels like she can't leave the man that she's with. And this nigga is trash as fuck. I'm assuming the dick has to be like phenomenal, grade A Wagyu or something, because this nigga's trash as fuck, but she will not leave. Like, you, and she feels like she won't find another person, and I'm not gonna go too much into it, but like, you can call it quits when you need to. You are not obligated to stay in a relationship. I don't care if you're married. I don't care if your finances are combined. I don't care if y'all have a house or children together. You do not have to stay intimately, romantically, and sexually involved with somebody just because of time. So for the people who are laughing at the cast of like this Black Love show and, you know, calling it so ironic, people break up lovingly all the time. I can love you and still not want to be with you anymore. I can love you and say that we have gone as far as we can go in this relationship, and that's okay, and that's not a failure. It is a beautiful thing to be able to acknowledge when you've reached your point and to decide, I'm out. It's a beautiful thing. It's a very, very beautiful thing, because a lot of people do not have that. Just know when to call it quits. Know when some shit is right for you and when it's not. Okay? Now, let's talk about some real adult shit. Okay? I am a woman of a certain age. Okay? And, you know, as you get older, some things are more important to you than others. Or you realize that some of the things that you get excited by, younger you would laugh at the things that you get excited by, right? One of the things that I got so fucking excited by when I moved into this apartment was my motherfucking squatty potty. I got a squatty potty in my bathroom. I love that thing. When you take, you don't realize, if you don't have a squatty potty or have never used one, you don't realize how restricted your like poops are until you put them feet up that, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches and just rest your feet on there. Everything just flows out better. And it feels so good. Like, it feels so good that when I go to a bathroom now that doesn't have a squatty potty, if I'm in somebody's house, I start looking around for shit that I could use as a squatty potty. If you ain't got a squatty potty, but you got a garbage can, I'm going to put my feet on that garbage can. If you got a stack of books, I'm putting my feet on that stack of books. I have used a fucking, Clorox Lysol wipe container and just put my feet on there and did what I needed to do. And don't compare it to no squatty potty, but it'll get the job semi done. So elevate your bathroom using experience with a squatty potty. But if you really want to elevate your bathroom using experience, Raisin, please stop.
You're going to have to get out soon. Go.
Go. Bye. Out. Having kids, y'all. It's crazy. But if you really, really want to elevate your bathroom using experience, okay? Hear me out. Get yourself a bidet. Get yourself one of those $30, $40 toilet attachment bidets. Now, they have fancy ones. They have $200 ones. They have the ones that are built into the whole toilet if you want to spend thousands of dollars on a toilet. However you want to do it, do it. But you can get one for as little as $26.99 on Amazon.com with 2-day shipping. It is a motherfucking game changer. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about cleaning your ass. Cleaning your ass. Because I can only speak for me. Cleanliness. I like cleanliness. Cleanliness in my sex is really, really important. And feeling clean in my sex is really important. And I'm saying this, and how does that tie into a bidet, baby? Because let me tell you, I have a partner that was not into anything happening to his butt. No toys, no plugs, no ass eating, none of it. Just leave his booty alone. And I put him onto that bidet, and he was like, my booty feels cleaner than it ever has. And I was like, nigga, I told you. The bidet is truly a game changer. You know how you shower and you moisturize, you do all this stuff, and suddenly you gotta poop? And you be mad because you're like, fuck, I just showered. When you have a bidet, you don't have to worry about that, because after you shower, you could just get on a bidet and you feel clean again. You feel clean again. It resets the game. When you use the bathroom, you take a shit, you just wipe. You're just like really just smearing it up there, and that's nasty. Again, I grew up in an Islamic family, Islamic lifestyle. And so one of my favorite things about Islam is the way we are taught to prioritize cleanliness. We are taught that cleanliness is next to godliness. And that plays out in a lot of different ways in Islam. For example, like Muslim people don't wear shoes in the house because you're tracking whatever you just stepped in outside into your home, which is supposed to be like your place of like peace and worship and whatever. So Muslims don't wear shoes in the house. Or this is a little bit toxic, but like when a woman is on her period, she does not get to participate in certain holy activities because it's seen as like dirty. Or before you pray, makes a lot, you do a wudu, which is a process of cleaning your body before you pray. So, and like even as a woman, if you wear nail polish, you can't even make a wudu with nail polish because technically you are not cleaning, like fully cleaning yourself if you have nail polish on, right? So cleanliness is really important in Islam. And another thing that is done in Islam is making istinja. And what's istinja? You'll see sometimes Muslims will have a bottle, a spray bottle or something next to their toilet. And that is so that after you can use a bathroom, you can like spray yourself down and clean yourself. So a bidet takes that istinja to the next level. It takes it to the next level because it's squirting up from the bottom, right? And if you it squirt up and you angle yourself on it, right, it can just spray right onto that booty hole, right? And what I like to do is take a little pucker. You know how I'm doing it right now. You squeeze your butt and you make a little pucker, make it blow kisses. If you do that on there, it feels like it does a deep cleaning of your butthole and just like cleans it out in a really nice and I don't know, I'm feeling not good. Like, that bidet on your butthole feels great and you just feel clean and like, I love it. And I just want people to clean their asses better and more. Like, just clean your butt. Clean your butt. Again, like, I feel a lot more comfortable. When I'm getting ready to have sex, I do a lot of things as far as preparation goes. And a lot of that preparation is me cleaning myself. It is me making sure that my breath smells good and my hair smells good and my armpits smell good and that my coochie smells good and that my butthole is clean and like making sure my toes look nice. Like, a lot of that has to do with just my physical self. And because when I can alleviate the thought that I might exude a smell or something like that, it just puts my mind at ease and actually allows me to focus on the sex and the activities that are happening. So I just really, I want y'all to get a bidet. I really want y'all to get a little $30 bidet. And I also really just want y'all to wash your ass. Do you remember when that video was going around and it was a guy saying that washing his ass was gay? I couldn't believe that shit. Washing your ass is gay. Cleaning your butt crack and your butthole is gay. I just don't understand that. And let's talk about this desire. And it's not a new thing, but I feel like it's been taken to the next fucking level recently on social media. Social media was one of the worst things that ever happened to us. Why do we have to take everything and poke fun at, you do this and suddenly you're gay. You clean your ass, you're gay. You taste your own cum, you're gay. You do everything. Why everything gotta be gay? And if it was gay, so what? Why do y'all hate gayness so much? I just don't understand. Why is that like the punchline of every joke right now? Or the thing that's like turning heads, or the thing that's getting the most retweets or likes or views or whatever, is always about what's gay and what's not. What is the infatuation? So fucking what? Niggas be gay every day, B. People are gay every day. People been gay since the beginning of fucking time. Get over it. It's such an old punchline, and the fact that people are still like entertained by this shit, please grow the fuck up. Please grow up. We are too, let's talk about some real shit. Let's talk about some real actual funny shit. Cause like the gay punchlines are just, they're just getting old. It's not shocking anymore. I think that people want to think that it's so shocking, but it's really, it's not even fucking shocking anymore. Y'all are having the same toxic ass conversations over and over and over again. Like, it's fucking exhausting, love. Podcast, please find other things to talk about other than what makes, if somebody eats their own cum, it makes them gay. Like, please. It's fucking old. It's fuck. We're tired. Make us laugh. Boo, that shit sucks. Tomato. Anyway, wash your ass. Wash your ass does not make you gay. Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk. Now, let me put you on. Today, this week, this episode 70 of the Fun Sexual Podcast. Also, here's a great time to drop a little plug. Follow me at THEFUNSEXUAL on Twitter and on Instagram. And look up the Fun Sexual Podcast on YouTube if you would like to watch me and see me in all of my green, because we manifested Monday today. And, you know, check me out. Share it with your friends. This is how I grow. This is how I build. Instagram has been on their bullshit. And so I'm not getting as many views and likes and as many, you know, I'm not getting as much exposure as I used to get. So a lot of things have slowed down as far as the Instagram tip. But I have not slowed down, baby. I've only picked up. And we're going to keep going because I believe in this shit. And I've got a whole lot of shit to say. Anyway. So now that plug is done, let me put you on, okay? This week, I want to put y'all on to the House of Bliss. Now, what is the House of Bliss? The House of Bliss is a membership-based, education-focused, Black kink group. The lovely lady of the house, owner of the space, creator of the House of Bliss is Miss Joelle Bliss, a tantra, badass, phenomenal, beautiful, amazing woman who has created a space that is truly something that you have to experience. The pictures don't do it justice. What I'm about to say isn't even gonna do it justice. It's something that you have to experience. Like I said, it is membership based, so you have to become a member in order to attend the events, unless she sometimes hosts events that are, you don't have to be a member to attend. Like, she had a pool party this weekend, and then she had followed it up with a Sunday fun day play party, which is really dope. The people that I join are beautiful and sexy. They understand what we are here to do. They are very intentional in their play. just a beautiful space and amazing people. Like, and she has spent a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of energy in making and physically creating this space, the way it's decorated, the detail, everything that she has put in there. And as a friend of mine, Miss Joelle Bliss is a good friend of mine. You know, I was able to help her in getting this space together. And I know how much intention, because your intention fucking matters. She has put so much intention into this space. And I really think that y'all should check it out. So check out the House of Bliss. It is HAUSOFBLISSX on Instagram. And see what she has going on. Check out the space. Consider becoming a member. It's definitely worth it. It's definitely, definitely worth it. Okay? So I just put y'all into the House of Bliss. Hope to see y'all there at the next events. And we are going to add a new song to the playlist. What's the playlist? It's a list of songs to play to. Where can you find the playlist? You can find the playlist on Spotify and Apple Music. The link is in my bio on Instagram. And so this week we're going to add a song. It's a little different, but it's still sexy because it's always sexy, right? So the song that we are adding to the playlist this week is called It's Only, and it's by Odessa and Zyra. I'm an Odessa fan, love Odessa. And this song, it starts off a little slow. It's very alternative. And then it it gets a little bit of oomph. You get a little oomph in there. And it's a really good song. It's a really, really dope song. So again, that song is It's Only by Odessa and Zyra. And so, episode 70 has now come to a close. It's short like an Insecure episode. What do I want to say to y'all this week? The funny thing is I usually write down like my affirmation, but this week I didn't write down my affirmation. But this week I want to say summer is about to end. Like, I can see the end of summer. It's approaching real fast. Before the summer ends, like, do something special for yourself. Do something good for yourself. Do something you've wanted to do. Take that solo trip. Read that book. Finish that book. Start that, developing that hobby. That habit. Whatever it is, do something special for yourself before the summer ends and before we get back into the grind. Because we get so focused on work that we forget to, like, take care of ourselves and do things that feel good for us. So make sure that you are prioritizing that. Whatever that is, whether it has to do with sex and being fun sexual or whatever, or not. It could be completely selfish and but all about your pleasure and all about something that's going to make you feel good. Okay? So with that being said, I love y'all so... Oh, people did the wrong thing. I love y'all so much, and I'm going to peace it on out. Bye.